Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Are you ready to fly today? Are you ready to fly? You know, today's message is you're falling into the fire. You're falling into the fire. Yes, I don't know about you today, but I believe America is going into the fire of hell. I believe America is going into the fire. You know, in Matthew 17:15, it says it like this, Lord, have mercy on my son. He said, he has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire. He often falls into the fire. I don't know about you today, but I really believe that we today are falling into the fire. I believe today that America is going into the fire. I believe today that our churches are leading people, are leading souls into the fire. I believe today that our public institutions are teaching our children and throwing them into the fire. How many of you today, I believe that we're throwing our children into the fire because we have taken Jesus out of this society. We are being thrown into the fire. You know, how many people today know that Satan wants to take you into the fire? Yes, the one that he is taking into the fire are the ones that look good in church. Those are the ones he is taking into the fire. Those that look good in our society, Satan is taking them into the fire. They look good in our governments. They look good in our academic institutions, but they are being taken into the fire. I'm here to tell you today that so many people are falling into the fire. So many people are falling into the fire. Let's go back to what the Bible says in Matthew 17:15. Lord, have mercy on my son. He has a seizure and he's suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire. He often falls into the fire. You know, I don't know about you today, America. We are throwing our children into the fire. We are throwing ourselves into the fire. We are no different than what this happened. This is a spirit that's taking over America. This is a spirit that's taking over our church. This is a spirit that's taking over every facet of our society because we are falling into the fire. America, I want to warn you that you're falling into the fire. Yes, you're falling into the fire. You're falling. You're falling. You're falling into the fire. You know, as you look at the Bible, they went to Jesus and they said, have mercy on my children because he has these seizures and he's suffering greatly and he often falls into the fire. For he is a lunatic. He's not a madman, but troubled with epileptic diseases, upon which as a madman or lunacy, he changes, and the full of the moon have the influence. You could imagine this sun. Every full moon, he would change. He would become this lunatic every full moon. When the sun, you could imagine, if you ever watched The Werewolf of London, every full moon, his son would start foaming at the mouth, and you could imagine he would turn into a werewolf almost. He would start foaming at the mouth and shake, and it was like he was becoming another animal. Some people believe that people turn into animals. Some people believe that people might turn into wolves. Come on, somebody. But in the Bible, this is what we need to talk about. At every full moon, this boy was turning into something else. And I'm here to tell you today, I believe America, we are turning into something else. We are not what we are supposed to be as a sovereign nation, but we are becoming werewolves. We are becoming these lunatics. We are becoming influenced, come on somebody, by Satan. And he wants to throw this nation into the fire. He wants to throw you into the fire. Come on somebody. He wants to throw our children, our families, our churches, our small towns, our farms, our green grass. Come on somebody. He wants to throw it into the fire. But in this verse, the sickness would come on every full moon. You remember The Werewolf of London? Every full moon, the boy would turn into a werewolf. Well, every full moon, he would turn into a lunatic and throw himself into a fire. He would throw himself into a fire. I mean, I don't know how many people today try to hurt themselves. You could think of schizos. You could think of people that intentionally hurt themselves. I don't know today, but I believe a lot of people intentionally throw themselves into the fire. They intentionally throw themselves into dangerous situations. And I believe today that we in America, we're really putting ourselves in some very dangerous situations. I believe the church is putting itself in dangerous situations. And I believe today that we are throwing ourselves into the fire. We are throwing ourselves into the fire. You know, there's actually, to my understanding, I'm not quite for sure, but I think there's 12 full moons in the year: the winter solstice, the vernal equinox, the summer solstice, and the autumn equinox. I really think that there's 12 full moons. You got the wolf moon, the snow moon, the worm moon, the pink moon, the flower moon, strawberry moon, the buck moon, the sturgeon moon, the harvest moon, the hunter's moon, and the beaver's moon, and the cold moon. And you can imagine, every full moon, this boy would turn into something else. He would turn into this crazy-like foaming creature. So they went to Jesus and said, "Hey, my son keeps falling down, foaming at the mouth every full moon." It is rendered in the Arabic version, "the sore vex at the beginning of the full moon, at which time he had very grievous and frequent fits of his disorder." And am I right to say that there are 12 full moons in a year? So this boy would become crazy, wolf-like creature. He would start foaming at the mouth, and the spirit would possess him and throw himself into the fire. He would intentionally throw himself into the fire. I don't know about you today, America, but I believe today you are intentionally throwing yourself into the fire of hell. We are intentionally throwing ourselves into hell by, number one, turning our backs on Jesus Christ. By number one, because Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And without Jesus, there is no other way. And when we come and take Jesus out of the equation of America, we are literally throwing ourselves into the pit of hell. Well, I'm afraid today that America is becoming a crazy lunatic, and it wants to throw itself into the fire. You know, Some myths might say that they actually turned themselves into animals or into werewolves. But in this situation, it shows that this boy was having issues. And he was throwing himself into the fire. Are you today throwing yourself into the fire by your decisions that you make? Are you throwing yourself in the fire by not seeking out Jesus Christ? Are you throwing yourself into the fire for not paying attention to God's Word? Are you throwing yourself into the fire for not taking God's Word more serious? I'm here to tell you today, but I believe that you're throwing yourself into the fire. You are throwing yourself in the fire. The Bible says that this boy, he often falls into the fire or into water. And what the meaning of that is, he would always put himself into dangerous situations. It shows it to be an epilepsy or a falling sickness he was afflicted with, which whenever it seized him, whether by the fireside or by the river or by the brook or any place of water, it could be on a cliff, or any kind of dangerous situation, he always fell into it, not being able to help himself. I don't know about you today, but it seems like Americans, seems like a lot of churches today, a lot of people like to throw themselves in dangerous situations. They hurt themselves intentionally, and then they cry out to Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. But come on, somebody, how many of you today, how many of you today throw yourself in dangerous situations? You throw yourself in dangerous situations every time you cheat. You throw yourself in dangerous situations every time you have an affair. You throw yourself in dangerous situations every time you don't read the Bible. You throw yourself in dangerous situations when you don't question what's being shown to you on mainstream television. You throw yourself in dangerous situations when you don't stand up for truth anymore. God has given you a will, but I don't know how many people today like to throw themselves in dangerous situations. They like to throw themselves in dangerous situations. Come on, somebody, I don't know about you today, but I believe that people are throwing themselves in dangerous situations. I believe today that people are throwing themselves in dangerous situations. Are you throwing yourself in dangerous situation? Are you like this boy who throws himself in a fire? Are you like this? Do you throw yourself into the fire? Come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you today that so many people are throwing themselves in dangerous situations in America. So many people are throwing themselves in dangerous situations. I'm here to tell you only Jesus Christ can take you out of that situation. I'm here to tell you that only Jesus can heal you. I'm here to tell you that only Jesus can raise the dead. I'm here to tell you that only Jesus can make you shine again. Only Jesus can restore this nation. It's only Jesus that can restore. And you're going to see what Jesus did to this boy. Yes, it's only Jesus. So he would often put himself in dangerous situations, and he would fall into it, not be able to help himself or avoid any danger. He was exposed. And you can see a larger account of the child's disorder and of the circumstances of his care by going to Mark 19, 17, and 18. But as we stay on Matthew 17, 15, he would throw himself into the fire. He would throw himself in a river or brook or a dangerous situation that he would fall into. He would on purpose harm himself. How many people today on purpose put themselves in danger? They throw themselves in a gambling place. They throw themselves into the fire of an affair. They throw themselves into the fire of adultery, into the fire of drunkenness. They throw themselves into the fire of jealousy, into the fire of hatred. You know, our government is throwing this nation into the fire. Hollywood is throwing our children into the fire. And our mainstream churches are throwing souls into the fire. America, we are falling into the fire. We are falling into the fire. We are falling, 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 falling into the fire. Psalm 73:18 says, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou cast them down into destruction. You know, you are falling. Where you're walking is very slippery today. You are slipping into very dangerous situations. Your foot's about to slip because you ain't crying out to Jesus anymore. You ain't crying out to our Lord God anymore. You're in some slippery, you're in a slippery slope. Your foot's slipping. Come on, somebody. You're walking on ice. Oh my gosh, you're walking on a tightrope and you're about to fall side to side because you're slipping back. And you're slipping forth. Come on, somebody. And what does the Bible say? You're about to be thrown into the fire. You're about to be thrown into the fire. You don't care no more. Deuteronomy 32:35 says, it is mine to avenge. I will repay in due time. Their foot will slip. Their day of disaster is near and their doom rushes upon them. You know, the only thing that can keep you from the fire is Jesus Christ. The only thing that can keep you, Satan wants to throw you into the fire. The only thing that can keep you safe from the fire is Jesus Christ today. Satan wants to possess you and throw you into the fire. If you're listening to this sermon today, you're no different. Satan wants to put you into the fire. But without Jesus Christ, he's the only one that can heal you. He's the only one that can heal you and save you from the fire. This boy, he would, every full moon, he would get possessed. Every full moon. And then the spirit would possess him and he would throw himself, intentionally hurt himself, into a fire, into water, or any other kind of dangerous place. And I want to ask you today, are you doing something very dangerous? I want to ask you today, are you putting yourself in a dangerous situation? Be very careful who you talk to. Be very careful who you allow speak over you. Be very careful because they want to put you in a dangerous. The spirits, Satan wants to put you in a dangerous situation. He wants to throw you into the fire. And we know that Jesus came and He healed that boy, and Jesus can heal you. He can heal you of your sexual addiction. He can heal you of your drug addiction. He can heal you of your financial instabilities. He can heal you of your lust. He can heal you of your madness. He can heal you of your jealousy. He can heal you. Come on, somebody. Jesus healed this boy. He can heal you of every drug addiction that you find, and I'm here to tell you today, you're falling into the fire. You're falling into the fire. Yes, you are falling into the fire.